Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, 16th chapter, text number 38. That means, I just read the translation purport. One of the previous locus, after the reading translation's purport, I chant, or now I chant and go for the translation purport. That means, translation purport, then I go for the other verses, okay? I just want to see the, understand the system here. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Your poetry is so difficult that no one can understand it. But you and Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, purport. Replying to Keshava Kashmiri, sarcastically, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly minimized the value of his poetry by saying, yes, your composition are so nice that no one but you and your worshipable mother, the goddess of learning, can understand them. Keshava Kashmiri was a favorite devotee of Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the master of the goddess of learning, has the right to speak sarcastically of her devotees. In other words, although Keshava Kashmiri was proud of being favored by the goddess of learning, did not know that she is controlled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. I'll read the verses from 33. I'll not chant the Bengali, I'll just read the translations. So text 33, the translation goes this way. The Lord said, yes, I am known as a teacher of grammar, but factually I cannot impress my students with grammatical knowledge, nor can they understand me very well. Text 34. My dear sir, whereas you are a very learned scholar in all sorts of scriptures and are very experienced in composing poetry, I am only a boy, a new student, and nothing more. Therefore, I desire to hear your skill in composing poetry. We could hear this if you would mercifully describe the glory of Mother Ganges. Text 36. When the Brahmana Keshava Kashmiri heard this, he became still more puffed up. And within 1 hour, he composed 100 verses describing Mother Ganges. Text 37. The Lord praised him, saying, sir, there is no greater poet than you in the entire world. Text 38. That is the one written on the board. Your poetry is so difficult that no one can understand it, but you and Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pichani Nirvishesha Chunyavadi Paschayati Deshtani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramunithyananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasati Gauravabhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's a very famous pastime, Keshava Kashmiri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Keshava Kashmiri was humbled. Great scholar. Just imagine, in 1 hour's time, he could chant glorifying Mother Ganges with 100 verses. Not ordinary. But the problem here was, he was very proud of his learning. We may have many qualifications. Once the pride is there, everything is gone. Please, anything instructive, please don't mistake me. During the class, is for me. Anything instructive is for me. Because you're all very humble, wonderful devotees. I can see the results here in manner. Without humility, it's not possible to get this kind of results here. I see such a wonderful congregation, the temple devotees, such a nice deity worship. So nicely Prabhupada has been glorified. And amazing preaching. I saw this booklets, magazines. In all angles you're covered. Nothing has been left. Every angle you're covered, from college preaching, to children, what not, cows. So, anything instructive here in my class is for me. Because the pride is the one thing. You can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he's removing the pride of Keshav Kashmiri. It's a very famous pastime. Keshav Kashmiri pastime is very famous. You know, such a proud person. Very, very proud. But highly qualified, a scholar. He knows everything. But more than the scholarly thing, you want to show his pride. See, look at me. Who am I? Who can stand in front of me? If we defeat someone, they have to surrender to him their lives and become their dasas, servants. That's his attitude. When he came to Navadvip, all the big scholars of Navadvip, they were scared of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Keshav Kashmiri. So they all just left Navadvip. Just nominating young boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the 16 years old boy, to face him. So what was their understanding, these scholars of Navadvip? If we lose, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loses, Nimai loses, no problem, young boy, doesn't matter. And if he wins the debate, then credit goes to us, all of us. Young boy could beat Keshav Kashmiri. So with this understanding, they all left Navadvip. As you see here, Keshav Kashmiri meets Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganges. And he understands this is Nimai. And they get into a discussion. And Nimai requests Keshav Kashmiri, please glorify Mother Ganges. Because you're such a wonderful scholar, you're such a great poet, please do that. And in no time, he chants 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganga. Afterwards, what happens? Of course, you all know the story. What happens? Then he glorifies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Keshav Kashmiri. Oh, amazing. Who can do this? You are the best in the world. You are the best in the world. Who can chant like this? In no time, 100 verses glorifying Mother Ganges. Anybody can do this? It's not possible. He glorifies and tells. Now, you please explain one verse. Keshav Kashmiri, which verse? Then Mahaprabhu, in between 100 verses, he chants one verse. And Keshav Kashmiri is totally shocked. My speed was like that of a wind. I chanted so fast, and how you could remember some verse in the middle? How is that possible? Then Mahaprabhu says, see, you are a great poet by the blessings of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, there are people who can remember things. Shruti Dara. I could remember by the mercy of the Lord, you know, said I did it. By the mercy of the Lord, though he is the Supreme Lord, setting an example for all of us. Any talent, anything we have, simply pass to Guru and Krishna. It doesn't belong to us. The moment we think is mine, I can do it, there's a fall. So Keshav Kashmiri has this ego, false ego. I am the doer. And how nicely Nimai, Mahaprabhu, removes that false ego. But removing the false ego, first he exhibits his humility. You can see, anywhere, everywhere. Before removing the false ego, Mahaprabhu exhibits humility. If somebody is proud, we cannot show our proudness in front of him. It will not work. So, an example, become humble in front of him. Glorify him. Then remove his false ego. As in the case of Prakashananda Saraswati. He was so proud, such a powerful Mayavadi scholar. When he was in the Vyasasana, Mahaprabhu enters there. We know that pastime. How? He washes his feet and he sits there. The place where people wash their feet, there Mahaprabhu sits. Exhibiting his humility. I am not qualified to sit with the other scholars, other great Vedantis. I'll sit here. This is my place. I'll sit here where people wash their feet. And then what he does, he starts exhibiting his effulgence, Brahman effulgence. The aura coming out from his body, like thousand suns, filling the whole area, the atmosphere. Prakashananda Saraswati and all of us were shocked. How he can do this? Who is he? Oh, they're all shocked. Then Prakashananda Saraswati personally comes there, takes his hand. Please, sir, why are you sitting here? Please come and sit there. next verse. Personally takes him, makes him sit down. So what do we understand here? The lesson is, Mahaprabhu has gone there to humble this Prakashananda Saraswati. Before that, he is showing his humility. Same thing Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America. So humble he was. So sweet he was. How he could attract so many jivas that from the Western world. Hardly they know anything about Krishna or this philosophy, Sanatana Dharma philosophy. Nothing they know. But his humility, his purity, his character, his kindness, compassion, he attracted them. I remember where every day is to cook. Lilamrata says, every day is to cook and offer it. Then bhajan. Then give a class. Then after serve prasadam to them. They all eat prasadam, they go away. Then wash the plates. So one day one devotee thinks, every day we eat and go away, who is doing the washing? Who is washing the utensils and the plates now? So he approaches Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Swamiji, can I wash the plates today? Then Prabhupada says, I was just thinking and I was praying to Krishna, today who will wash these plates and utensils? Krishna has answered the prayers. See, he never said to anybody, you please help me out, come and wash the plates, nothing. He was doing it himself. Just to attract these jivas. But praying to the Lord. Old man, very old. Whole day is busy, cooking, giving class, bhajans, and praying to Krishna. So many things he was doing alone. Later Prabhupada says, when I was alone, I was doing things so nicely. You all have come, it's a big problem. When I was alone, I was doing things so nicely. Of course, he appreciates them also. But he says this, and the Lilamrita is there actually. And after you coming, so many problems I am facing. Right, community. Community life is like that. Challenges, problems. But you got to bear with it. You got to simply bear with it. Everything will go away in the course of time. Nothing is permanent. You know? But the ego problem, we get into apras. Commit apras, Vaishnava apras. Trying to put down somebody. If somebody attacks me, how to attack him back. But everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. It goes away. Friends will become enemies, enemies will become friends. This material world is like that. But you have this enmity, false enmity, what happens? You cannot go back to God. If you have one enemy, we've got to come back to settle the score. We cannot go back. Then why to have any enemies? Why averseness to any devotee? Why? Let's be friendly, jovial. And chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our hope is the holy name. Mahaprabhu has given it, Prabhupada has given it to us. You know, the faith in the holy name, it will help us. One day, with the mercy of Harinam Prabhu, let this false ego go away. Let this false ego go away. That is holding us actually. This pride, this false ego is holding us in this material world. Why this false ego? It's due to envy. Envy against whom? Krishna. Why only can be God, Ishvara? Why only he? Why only he can dance with so many beautiful gopis? Why not me? Why only him? Why not me? Why can't I be Ishvara? Why only he is the boss? Why can't I be boss? In that mood, we come to this material world as a boss. So Guru knows this actually. At the time of initiation, he tells you, you're not boss, you are das. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that boss nature will go away. O Revati Raman Das, you are Revati Raman Das, not Prabhu. My name is Revati Raman Das. You are not Prabhu, you are Das. Revati Raman Dasa. Myself, I am not proud. If somebody calls me Revati Raman Das, I am upset. She is not calling me Prabhu. Revati Raman, I am not happy. Why not add Prabhu? Why not add Prabhu? Why just Revati Raman Das? Some Westerners, they call me Revati. Revati. Actually, Indians, you know, Revati means a woman's name. Balram's wife. There are many senior actors in India with name Revati. Why this Maharaj? Why this Prabhu is calling me Revati? I feel very bad. Why they call me Revati Raman? Like Devaki. That's what Western is in a short form, you see. Western devotees just call, hey Devaki, hey Revati. You know, and the others, you know, the females also get a, dear Revati. So, I get offended. You know, it's like that. Why? Pride. False ego. The jiva has been covered by many layers. Many layers. Mainly 8 layers. Soul is inside. Earth. Water. Fire. Air. Ether. And the last one is mind, intelligence, and false ego. The last is false ego. And the thickest and the toughest to remove. And it's been said in the scriptures, each layer, next one, is 10 times thicker than the previous one. If, say, earth is 10 miles thicker. I'm not good at maths. Who's, you're good at maths? You're IT engineer? Yeah? You just keep track. I'm very bad. Maths and all, I'm very allergic to it. So, if the earth is 10 miles thick, then what is water? How thick it is? 100 times, right? 10 times. How much it is? 100. Earth, water, fire. How thick the fire is? 10 times the water. How much it is? 1,000. Okay? Earth, water, fire. Air. How thick is that? 10,000. Ether. How thick it is? 100,000. And mind. Next is mind. How thick it is? 1,000,000. And then next is mind, intelligence. How thick is that? 10,000,000. And then the false ego. How thick is that? 100,000,000. An example. Now how to remove this? Is it an easy thing? And as long as I don't remove that, I'm here. Going through what? Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha. Dukkha, Doshana, Darshanam. What is the Darshana? Dukkha. Only Dukkha. So why I got to suffer? It's all because of this false ego. Earth, water, fire, air, either mind, intelligence, and false ego. How to remove this? A lot doesn't like. With the false ego, we cannot enter the spiritual world. It's not possible. Illi salladavano alli sallanu. A saint from South India says, if you cannot pass here, you cannot pass there. You cannot enter. It's not possible to enter. Sometimes you become proud. Oh, I never miss Mangalarti. You attend Mangalarti, very good. You all should attend Mangalarti. Very important. Oh, I never miss Mangalarti. That's enough. False ego is there. I never miss my 16 rounds. Every day I chant. 16 rounds. 17, 20, I chant. Every day. I am very good. Maintaining my regulative principles very nicely. I never give up. Do all those things with humility. There's one Brahmana. He was just lying down. He was sleeping. Other person comes and wakes him up. Prabhu, get up, get up, get up. Why are you waking him up? Prabhu, it's time for Gayatri mantra. It's time for Gayatri. You're sleeping. Oh, thank you so much. Immediately washes his feet, hands, Achman, everything. That is Gayatri. Other person woke him up. He's sitting there. Then after finishing Gayatri, thank you, sir. Who are you? So kind of you. I don't know you. Who are you? Wake me up. And he says, I am Kali Purusha. Kali Purusha? Kali Purusha? Kali Purusha? You're supposed to destroy people, you know? Why woke me up? Then Kali Purusha says, because if you miss your Gayatri, you'll become humble. I woke you up and you'll do your Gayatri. Ah, I finished my Gayatri. I never miss Gayatri. Then I can attack you, pride. I can get into you. If you're humble, it's very difficult for me to get in. I cannot destroy you. So my job is to make you proud somehow. Then I'll destroy you. I'll enter. This is from the Puranas, this story. Like that. The pride. Very, very dangerous. There's one more story from Tirupati. I am from Tirupati. There's an engineer. I'll not tell the name of the organization. You all know which organization it is. Famous organization in Tirupati. Tirumala, you all know that. Because you know, I'm scared somebody in the future, nobody should hear from that organization. I said this. So, this person, very proud, is a chief engineer. Next to the chairman and the executive officer. Very powerful guy. Tall. Handsome looking. So they came to our temple. He came with the executive officer, so many other officers, big team. They want to give us some land. Then the executive officer, the one who decides, is like, yes, we'll give the land. These are the cows. We'll give them. ISKCON is a good organization. Sir, don't believe them. Don't give them. No, don't give them. You're not telling them. You're just taking a sight and telling. Don't give them. Don't give them. If you give, you should charge them heavily. They're an international organization and they have plenty of money. In India, everybody thinks ISKCON is plenty of money coming from abroad. You know, we are looking for crumbs, you know. Maharaj knows and I know. How much Maharaj struggles, I know. How much I struggle, Maharaj knows. Of course, many of you know. The same story everywhere. You know, so much money they have. So much money they have. You should charge them. But the Ibo executive officer was very merciful. He said, okay. He said, fine, we'll charge them. Nominal price. And he gave us the land. Something like 1.5 acres years back. Then I asked one of my friend from the chief, from other organization, who is that person, the tall guy? He was opposing ISKCON. I don't know him also. He's a chief engineer. Very proud guy. And always he takes a lot of money. Bribe. If you bribe him, he'll give. He's from a spiritual organization. If you bribe him, he'll give you. Very proud, very tough guy. Somehow, by the mercy of Shishi Radhan Govinda and Padmavati Balaji, we got the land. Still the person, 2 years back, he's still alive, was. Now I don't know. You know, retired. After retirement, he became mad. You know, Balaji is quite heavy, very merciful. Lord Balaji is very merciful, but he'll not spare anyone. So with Lord Jagannath also. And he did this for the matter of fact. Experience here was Radha Gokulnath. They're not spare. If somebody's working for them, serving them, and chanting the Lord's name, they'll help us by chastising and humbling us. So, this person went mad. 2 years back, what was his status? He was inside the locked room. Hands cuffed, shackled. Doctor will come in the afternoon, check him. During that time, they give him the food. The doctor, white coat doctor is the mess, he's afraid. If somebody comes, he'll jump on them. Let me family members. He'll jump on them and bite them. Or attack them. Big guy, engineer. Man. Why the hands are cuffed? Because when he passes a stool, he'll start eating that. Look at that. How Lord humbles. The proud guy eating his own stool. That means, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, he has been prepared to take the birth of a hog. From this story we can understand how dangerous to hold on to this false ego. So Mahaprabhu glorifies him ultimately to help Keshav Kashmiri remove his false ego. Help him remove his false ego. He is very intelligent, very scholarly. So many good qualities. Glorifying Mother Ganges is not ordinary thing. All cannot glorify. Only the person who has a devotional mind he can glorify. But still the pride is holding him. So Mahaprabhu, he says, I'm a small mere boy. I'm a small boy. I don't know anything. Even when he was defeated, when Keshav Kashmiri was defeated, he was shocked. Who is this boy? Jai Shri Radha Gokulandanjan ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. And when he was defeated, he was shocked. Who is this boy? Can defeat me? How is it possible? I am very, very dear to Saraswati Devi. I am so dear to her. And today he has defeated me. That means Saraswati, she is working through him. What mistake I did? You know? That night, of course, Saraswati Devi comes in the dream and tells Keshav Kashmiri, you don't have to feel bad. What do you think of that boy, Nimai? He is my master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is my master. So tomorrow you just go and surrender to his lotus feet. The principle is same. You got to surrender to the Supreme Lord. It is not all that easy to surrender. We should surrender to our Guru. Surrender to Vaishnavas. Without that it is not possible to surrender to the Supreme Lord. It is not possible. Look at Hanuman. Look at that. Look at his mood, the service attitude. He's always near the lotus feet of the Lord. And he sits in Ardha Vajrasana. Not Padmasana, this is Padmasana. Right? Sukhasana, Padmasana, Sukha. If somebody calls, very difficult to get up and take support and get up. You know? Vajrasana, I should show it. Both the feet, you know, you got to put inside and sit on. Even Vajrasana, if somebody calls you some service, to get up is difficult. Ardha Vajrasana, like we see this race, you know, marathon, on your marks, get ready, go. That's Ardha Vajrasana. Hanuman, he sits always in Ardha Vajrasana. Surrender. Plus Ardha Vajrasana, ready to do service for the Lord anytime. Hanuman, chuck, he'll jump. Ardha Vajrasana, you can jump and do service. Vajrasana is very difficult. You've got to struggle to get up. Little time takes. Sukhasana is more difficult. So everything you can see, the posture, how to serve the Lord or the Lord's devotees, the mood, Hanuman's mood. So what happens? Then Lord wants to serve the devotee. Seeing the humility of the devotee, Lord wants to serve. When the Hanuman, when it is Lord Ramachandra should embrace Hanuman. Hanuman, how we can please you? You're such an amazing devotee. You're shaking my heart. What can I do for you? Can I give you a nice, beautiful body? Like myself? No, Lord. Like me. I'll give you a body like me. Very beautiful body. I'll give you like me. No, Lord. What else you want? Nothing, Lord. Come on, ask for something. No, Lord, I got it. What do you got? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. This is enough, Lord. Nothing I want. This is enough, more than enough for me. Hanuman, ask for something. I think I should give a beautiful body. Why this monkey body? I'll give a beautiful body. Lord, no, Lord. Why, Hanuman? You like this body? Yes, Lord. Why you like this body, Hanuman? Because so many times you have embraced this body. I don't want to leave this body. This is your prasad. So many times you have touched me. So many times you embraced me. How I can give up this body? I am 60 years old. If Guru or Krishna, somebody tells, hey, what kind of body you want? I want very beautiful body. Handsome body, young body, youthful body. All should look at me. That's my desire. How I can get myself very handsome? Though I am not. The mood is there always. How to get more money? How to look more beautiful? How people can glorify me? How I can attract people? It's all connected to false ego. So from Hanuman, there's so many lessons. Hanuman serving prasad to everybody in Nandigrama, the final, when they return from Ayodhya, from Lanka. Hanuman is busy serving. Then Lord Ramachandra comes. He says, for prasad. But there's no leaf, only one leaf. Lord Ramachandra gets it. Hanuman, you sit with me. Lord, no, I'll do service to you. Hanuman, come on, sit with me. Lord, no, sir, I'll serve you, Lord. Hanuman, you should come. Lord, there's no leaves. Banana leaves, right? Banana leaves. No banana leaf, only one last leaf. Hanuman, the same leaf we will eat. Lord, with you. No, I can't eat. Lord, I can't eat. Same leaf we'll eat. You come and sit here. Lord, I can't do that. Hanuman is my order. Come and sit there opposite to me. Is my order. Then Lord puts his thumb and draws a line. You can take the banana leaf and put your thumb. It sits. It sits exactly. It's got a curve also. No other leaf has that curve. Exactly your thumb sits in the banana leaf. I have tried. After hearing the story, I got a banana leaf and put my finger. Perfect. He draws a line and you eat on that side, I eat on this side. Can you imagine? Eating with Lord, Supreme Lord, on the same leaf. Hanuman is a jiva. Lord is Ishwaraha Paramakrishnaha. Sachitananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So when somebody is humble, wants to do service in a humble mood, Lord is there. Lord, you know, he sells himself. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day after Lord Jagannath Darshan, he is to go to Haridas Thakur and give him Darshan, give him Prasadam, speak some kind words to him, bless him. Why? Haridas Thakur's humility. In humble mood, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In humble mood, you are chanting. No, they said, Trunadipi Sunichena, Tarudapi Saishana. Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sada Hare. Unless we doubt these two things, humility and tolerance, very difficult to chant. We'll be chanting. We'll be chanting, no doubt. But are we hearing all the names? Are we hearing all? Of course, not me. You may be hearing. Not me. Struggle to hear. The day we hear, that's job is done. The day we hear 16 rounds, job is done. We are not in the material world. We are in the spiritual world. But we are not hearing. Who can do that? Who can hear? The person who has convinced that the holy name of Krishna and Krishna are one and the same. He can chant 16 rounds, 64 rounds. He's never tired. And Prabhupada says, one who chants with his understanding, the holy name of Krishna and Krishna, one and the same, they're one and the same, he is a pure devotee. He is a pure devotee. And Prabhupada used to chant like that. One incident of Srila Prabhupada. He was in a studio. In the studio. Radio studio, those days. In the 70s. And the engineers are setting up the whole thing for Prabhupada's interview. Two, three guys, they're busy arranging things. After setting up everything, they're hearing some hissing noise. Trying to adjust this. And Prabhupada is sitting. Something like 45 minutes, they're busy from where the sound is coming, hissing noise is coming. How to set right it? Finally, one person says, hey, look here. It's not from the speakers or the wires. It's coming from the Swamiji. You are simply chanting Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna. 45 minutes these guys were struggling. Prabhupada never knew. He was with the holy name. He was with Krishna. Hey, it's coming from Swamiji. Oh, Swamiji, it's coming from you. He was chanting. That's Srila Prabhupada. And that book of Mukunda Goswami, he explains. He was Michael. Michael and his wife, Jean. Janaki Devi, I think. So, Prabhupada was hosted in their house, in one room. And middle of the night, they hear some sound. The Michael, the Mukunda Goswami, and Jain. They hear some sound. And they grab. Hey, what is this? Some burglars? Some burglars or what actually? Some thieves? So, Michael says, you just here. I'll let me go and check up. He slowly walks out. It's all dark. He walks everywhere. And he comes to Srila Prabhupada's room. The sound is coming from there. 2 in the morning, Prabhupada is sitting. And he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Michael thinks, who in the world will get up 2 in the morning and chant Hare Krishna Mantra? And nobody's behind him. Hey, come on, come on, Mangalarti, chant your Ramas, what is this? Why are you sleeping? Prabhupada, that's love for the holy name. He's sitting and chanting. And Michael thinks, I think he is a person, he is a devotee. Look at his honesty. He is. I should surrender my life to him. I should give this life to him, actually. Such a honest person. That's it. Because of sincerity, imagine. What Srila Prabhupada did. Who can do that? Never in the history, anybody can do that. I think after Narada Muni only he did it. Narada Muni and him. That kind of preaching. To all kinds of people. Black, brown, yellow, pink faces around the world. Bhagavatam says, 4 types of races. Black, Africans, brown, Indians, yellow, Chinese that side, and pink, Westerners. All kinds of people. Prabhupada, you can see, very colorful. ISKCON is very colorful. You'll see all kinds of people. And what they do? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So here, Mahaprabhu changes his lifestyle. Keshav Kashmiri. He's humbled. Then he becomes devotee. Maharaj, separate sampradaya is there, no? Keshav Kashmiri. Right? He becomes a guru later. Keshav Kashmiri joins him or he starts his own school of Vaishnava school. Vaishnava school. He starts his own Vaishnava school. You know? And becomes a devotee by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And why this falls ago? Again, envy. Envious nature. Envy. Envy against Krishna. If I exhibit envy towards you, it's not you. It is Krishna. That thing is in me, so I'm exhibiting it on you. Envy against Krishna, I shoot on people. You've not done anything to me. Somebody glorifies you, I feel very uncomfortable. That is envy. How to give up this one? How to give up this envy? The story of Srila Prabhupada again. You know, Yamuna Devi Dasi Mataji, very good cook. She was cooking such nice delicacies, nice prasadam for Srila Prabhupada. One day Prabhupada is honoring the prasadam. I'll ask Yamuna Mataji, Yamuna, are you teaching these recipes to other devotees? Then other Mataji next to her. No, Prabhupada, she's not showing. She's not teaching. She's not teaching to anyone. Then Prabhupada looks at the Yamuna Mataji. How? You should teach, no? If you don't teach the talents what you have, you don't give to other devotees, how the envy in your heart will go away? By teaching your talents to others, envy in your heart will go away. By glorifying devotees, our envy in the heart will go away. This is a glorifying Guru, glorifying Vaishnavas is very important in our lives to help ourselves. This envy has to go. I'm praying to the deities. My Lord, please help me. So much envy in my heart. Please remove this. I am very envious towards this devotee. What's your name, Prabhu? Rama Rao. Rama. I am so envious towards Rama. He has not done anything to me. But he is very talented. Doing wonderful things. But I can't stand. I am very uncomfortable. I am not good. Eh? So, what I should do? I go to the Lord and pray. Why I am so envious towards Rama? My Lord, you see that he's been glorified more and more. He shines more and more in his Krishna conscious life. Let him shine like anything. Let him become a pure devotee. Let the whole world glorify him. That kind of prayers Lord likes. So this envy has to go. The envy is false ego. Mada. False ego is nothing but mada. Madness. False ego means madness. Hiranyakashipu. Right? Mada. He was mad. He was mad at Krishna. He was mad with his son Prahlada. He was mad at everybody. Mada. Kama, krodha, loma, moha, mada, matsarya. This madness comes from envy. Matsarya, Shishupala. When he was young, when he was born, Shishupala. Right? As a child grows, what is the first word? Amma. 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 Papa. But you know Shishupala? You know what's the first word? Krishna is a rascal. That was his first word. Krishna is a rascal. That is envy. Shishupala. He grew up like that. Herring. And Hiranyakashipu, madness. And Ravana, kama. Dantabakra, krodha, anger. Very angry. Screaming and shouting like anything. We do that. Among devotees, we do that. You know. Kama, krodha, loba, greedy. Hiranyaksha. Kama, krodha, loba, moha. Illusion. Kumbhakarna. Always sleeping. Eating and sleeping. Kama, krodha, loba, moha, mada. Hiranyakashipu. Matsarya. Shishupala. And who killed all these demons? Nobody could kill. It's only Krishna, Lord. Similarly, these anarthas are lurking in our heart. Kama, krodha, loba, moha, mada, matsarya. And who can remove that? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Constantly chanting. Regularly chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And praying to the Lord, please help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. How to remove these anarthas? Please help me. I can't, I'm trying. From time immemorial, I've been trying to remove these anarthas, but I am struggling. This birth, I've got a nice human body, but still, I'm struggling. I got the instructions from Srila Prabhupada, his books. Still, I have not removed. It's very difficult. Guru is giving me so many instructions. No. Devotees, the Vaishnavas, they are giving me so many instructions. No. Unless there is a strong will in us. Yes, I should work on these anarthas. I should remove these anarthas. Kama, krodha, loba, moha, vada, matsarya. Till then, who is suffering? I am suffering. Not anybody else. It's me. I am punishing myself. So the day I get rid of this and chant holy name, I am in Vaikuntha consciousness. I am not in Kunta consciousness. As long as the anarthas are there, I'm in kunta, full of anxieties. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I remove these anarthas. I work on it actually. Take the help from the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, take the help and remove these anarthas. I enter the Vaikuntha consciousness. No anxieties. Always in bliss. Always in bliss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So here, Mahaprabhu humbles Keshava Kashmiri. The pride he removes. So I'll stop here. Any questions, any comments?